Tuesday afternoon, it's good to welcome back Margaret Mills. And last week, Margaret, you were looking at a pretty bad disaster, railway disaster at Brentwood. I take it that this week you've got something a little bit brighter for us.
I think so, Scott. Yeah, this is lighter. It's a lady called Clarissa Bramston.
Mm-hmm.
And Clarissa had quite an exciting life. She is a 19th century lady, and she was married to the vicar of Great Baddow. Subsequently, he was vicar at Witham, and then he got a big promotion and ended up as dean at Winchester. But Clarissa is interesting because she had quite an exciting life before marriage. Her father was a soldier, and she travelled all over Europe. When she was married and living in Essex, she decided to have a little sketchbook made for herself. Went all around the local area doing sketches. But the thing about this sketchbook is that it's 36 by 26 millimetres. So it's possibly the smallest sketchbook ever.
I'm surprised she could actually get anything
on
it.
Yes. Absolutely. Well, she did. And the sketchbook can be seen in Essex Record Office, where they had to create a new folder because it was so tiny, it was just lost in the folders that they normally put documents and books in. And it's a wonderful little sketchbook. She draws wonderful tiny pictures. I mean, there's churches and chapels all over Essex. There's a view of Danbury. There's a view of Galleywood, anywhere in the local area. And it still can be seen if people go to Essex Record Office, get themselves a reader's ticket, and they can inspect it. It is truly wonderful. And she must have been a very talented artist.
Do you have to look at it through a magnifying glass?
Well, you can do. You can do.
But can you actually hold it yourself?
Well, yes, you can, but under strict conditions, because obviously it's very old. She died in 1844. So the sketchbook obviously is before then, but it's still very old. And, you know, you've got to be careful handling these
things. Of course, yes.
But you'll be pleased to know that she also left other correspondence, which is slightly larger.
Right, and it's all at the same place, which is...
It's all at Essex Record Office. If people want to go along, get a reader's ticket and have a look for themselves.
And that is in Chelmsford, is it?
Absolutely. Wolf Road, Chelmsford.
Okay, thank you very much indeed. And who are you going to be looking at next week then?
I'm going to be looking at a medical man, Dr. Benjamin Pugh.
All right, thank you very much.
Thanks, Scott.